Today's shir is Masech Tezvach and Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch and Daf Lamed Hey Amed Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. It says the Mishnah, Shachta Amenas L'Niach Estamai. If somebody did Shechita on the carbon with the intention just to leave over the blood. So till now, we've been discussing different disqualifications, different machshavas that disqualify carbon, and we primarily have been discussing when somebody had a machshava Chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkaymai. Now the Mishnah introduces a new situation where a person just had a mind to leave over the blood, ayemurav, or the emrim. We know that Zrikas Adam or the Haktaras Emrim both have to be done on the day of the bringing of the carbon. And this person just had intention to leave it over for the next day, or to take the dam or the emrim chutz lazara. Rabbi Yehuda says that the carbon would be posel. And the Chacham's opinion in this situation is that the carbon is kosher. Amnes litin al gabe kevesh, continues the Mishnah, where somebody had a mind to do the Zrikas Hadam on the ramp of the Mizbeach, but that's not the place where the Zrika is normally done. The Zrika, as we're going to learn extensively, in our Masechta is typically done on the upper half of the Mizbeach, on the corners of the Mizbeach, on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, but not on the ramp, Shloi Keneged Yesod, or to do the Zrikas Hadam. The Mizbeach had a ledge sticking out at the bottom, which was 5 tefachim high by 5 tefachim jutting out of the Mizbeach. That was known as the Yisoid. And the Yisoid encircled part of the Mizbeach. It encircled the entire north side of the Mizbeach, the entire west side of the Mizbeach. It went one amma into the south side and one amma into the east inside. So the southeast corner did not have a yisoid, nor did most of the east side or west side or east side or south side have a yisoid. And the halacha is that when we do Zrikas Hadam, the halacha is it has to be done on a place on the Mizbeach that has a yisoid under it. And therefore, as we just said, since the southeast corner has no yisoid under it, it's not a place that Zrikas Hadam should be done there. So again, he brought this carbon with the intention of doing Zrikas Hadam not on a place where there's yisoid below, or litin asanitana lamala lamata, asanitana lamata lamalan, as we've described previously, the Mizbeach had a chut asikra. The chut asikra is the line that divides the upper half of the Mizbeach from the bottom half of the Mizbeach. That Mizbeach was 10 tfachim, 10 amas tall. The halach is that the chattis behema and the oilus ha'oif, their blood was put on the upper half of the Mizbeach. A regular carbon oila, osham, shlomim, all of them, the blood was put on the lower half of the Mizbeach. And this person had in mind to put the blood that was supposed to be on top and bottom or vice versa. Or, as hanitonim b'fnim b'chutz, there are certain kabbonis that are brought inside the Mizbeach apnimi. They had the par v'sor of Yom Kippur, the par hamdavish al tzibur, the par koin mashiach, the sire avodah zarah, which we discussed all of them in Masechta Hirius. All of them, their blood is put on the Mizbeach HaPnim. All the other Kabbanis, the blood is put on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. And tier two, if somebody had a mind, B'fnim B'chutz, Asantinim B'chutz B'fnim, or Sheikhlu Tameim, he had a mind that somebody, a kind who's Tamei Sharif from the carbon, Shikravua Tameim, or somebody whose Tamei should be the one to be Mak of the carbon, Sheikhlu Arelim, or he had a mind that somebody who is an oral should bring this carbon, she somebody who's an Arul should eat from this carbon, or Shekrivu Arelim, or somebody who's an Arul should be the coin to bring it. The Shabbos of Tzomus HaPesach, we know the Torah says regarding the common Pesach, Ve'etzem, by Sishbru Boy, you're not allowed to break any bone from the carbon Pesach. Lechli Menonah, the Torah says that the carbon Pesach has to be fully roasted. If it's not properly roasted, it's called Noah, and it should not be eaten. La'arav Dam, B'dam Psulim, or to mix the blood of the carbon together with the blood of carbonus that are apostle. In all these cases, kosher. The carbon is kosher because, says the Mishnah, She'ein ha'machshava peiselis, the only type of machshava which will disqualify the carbon, Ella b'chutz uzmanim chutz mekaymai, if there was a machshava chutz uzmanim chutz mekaymai, v'pesa v'achatis, where we go back to the beginning of our mesechta, we speak about the Pesach, the Karm Pesach, and the Karm Shlomim, with Karm Pesach, Karm Chattas, where we had a special limud that if they were brought Shalai Lashma, they're possible. So our Mishnah began by discussing Machshavas Hinuach, where somebody had a mind to bring the carbon, just to leave the carbon. Not that he had a mind to do something wrong with the carbon, but he had in mind just to leave it. And the Mishnah discussed what would be the halacha in that case. The Tanakhama held that that doesn't disqualify the carbon. Rabbi Yehuda holds, on the other hand, that it does disqualify the carbon. Ask the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reasoning? Ask the Gemara for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Amar Rabbi Elazar Trei Krok Sivi, because there are two psukim that speak about noiser. Trei Krok Siva, not the nicer, when it speaks about the Isser of leaving over a carbon past the proper time. One pasuk, the Kosav Echarim Eloi Sisirim Emena Abayker, the Kosav Echarim Eloi Yimichum Emena Abayker, the first pasuk, Pasha Pshat Rashi says, is speaking by a carbon Pesach. The other pasuk is speaking by a carbon Taidah. And Emena Inyan Laniach, the pasuk is not needed to teach us that you're not allowed to. So we don't need a second pasuk to tell us that we're not allowed to leave over from the carbon, because that we already know from the first pasuk. And many in Yelaniach, it must be coming to teach us linyan machshavas hinuach, that it's coming to teach us that even if you had a machshava to leave it over, that would disqualify the carbon. The chachamim, the mishnah, the gemara's focused on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What about the opinion of the chachamim? Because the Mishnah already answers the opinion of the Chachamim. Because the opinion of the Chachamim is that the only thing that's an issue is what the Torah says. And the Torah speaks about, as we've been learning in our Shurim, about Chutz Lizmanoi, and Chutz Limkaimai, and Mekarim Pesach, and Kabachatas, Shloi Lishma. So those are the Kabbonis that the Torah identified as problematic. Anything else is not problematic. The Mefarshim point out that yes, the Pasuk is teaching us that we're not allowed to leave over the carbon, and we're not allowed to think about leaving it over. But the question is that, as we often learn in our Shiurim, that loch by all kachim is that Shana Lava Kosov Lakiv. The Torah has to say the Yisro twice. If the Torah doesn't say the Issa twice, it wouldn't be Asa. So how do we know that it's Asa? The Torah only says it once. So the Sefer Taras HaKodesh asked this question, and he answers that there's another pasuk, V'noisum v'psa zevach b'yayim ha'shlishi b'eish yisarif, and the pasuk is coming to teach us that so now we have the same halacha being mentioned twice. Once we have the same halacha mentioned twice, we know that the halacha is that this carbon will become disqualified by having a machshava to leave it over. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda haikro lahachi yedosa. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's the purpose of this pasuk? Hanbay lechretanya, doesn't this pasuk come to teach us what we learned in a brisa teaching us? The pasuk says, "Bazar sevach toidish shlomo b'yom kibani yachal leyunich mevena abakar lamanu l'toidish nachelus leyoyim v'layla." From here, we're learning that the carbon toid is only eaten for one day or night. ask the Gemara chalifin. That means if somebody designated an animal for carbon taida and it got lost, and therefore they brought a different animal as that carbon, and now the first carbon is found. The second carbon is called chalifa taida, and it's brought as a carbon, or the velodis. A carbon taida could be a female. And here we're learning that the velodis of the carbon taida, or the tamura, which we often speak about in our shir, in our shiurim, about the tamura of a carbon, which is treated like the carbon. Menayin, how do we know that those carbonis as well may only be eaten for one day and one night? Tamalayma ubasar, and this word is extra, because we know we're talking about the meat of the carbon. Why was it necessary for the Torah to say ubasar again? To teach us, tamalayma ubasar, that the carbon could only be eaten for one day. Continues the Braisa, chatasu menashe menayin, how too do we know that this halacha, that it's only eaten for one day and one night? Tamalayma zevach, which is also an extra word. Umenayin larabis shalmei nazar. A nazar, when he concludes his naziris, has to bring three kabanas: a keves la'ayla, a kifs la'chatas, and an ayal l'shlamim. Normally, when we speak about a carbon shlamim, we know that halacha is that a carbon shlamim is nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad, for 2 days and one night. Here, the halacha is that the shalmei nazar have a different din, and has the din of carbon, like a carbon toida. And Rashi explains why would this carbon shlamim be different than all other carbon shlamim and have the din like a carbon toida. He says because this carbon shlamim is similar to carbon toida, as we often describe when we speak about a carbon toida. With the carbon toida, they brought 40 chalas, and this has 40 chalas with it. The shalmei Pesach. The Shalmei Pesach, Rashi explains that the Shalmei Pesach is the Karma Chagiga that's brought along with the Karma Pesach. The Taisus has problem with Rashi's Pshat. The Taisus says that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim clearly teaches us that the Karma Chagiga is Nechel like all other Karma Shlomim, that it's Nechel Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. And therefore, Taisa says that the Shalmei Pesach that we're speaking about here is that the Moisa Pesach, that we learned many times that if a Karban Pesach was not brought for whatever reason, the animal that was designated for Karban Pesach was not brought as a Karban Pesach, it reverts into a Karban Shlomim. And the halacha is that the Karban Shlomim on Nechal, that carbon shlomim is nechal yom v'layla, which is also actually a machlokes rishonim, if that is indeed the halacha, that it's only nechal l'yoyim v'layla. So I saw that the achronim suggest that there are two machlokes in here. One machlokes is how do we treat the shalmei pesach, 2 days and one night, or 1 day and one night. Another machlokes is regarding the carbon chagiga. By one of them, you're going to have to hold a tzitin 1 day and one night, either the Karban Chagiga or the Shalmei Pesach. Lachmei Toida, as we said a moment ago, with the Karban Toida, they brought 40 chalas, 4 times 10, 4 different types, 10 of each. One of each of the 4 is given to the Kohen, and the rest are taken home by the owner of the Karban to eat together with the Karban. The chalas for Kikin Shebenazer, as we said earlier, the Nazar, when he brings his carbon shlom, brings long challah, and he brings rakikin, that they only may be eaten for yoyim v'layla. How do we know? Tamalayim karbana kula and the kula, by all of these things that are mentioned in the pasuk, and the kula and kira and ibahem loyisirim and abayik, they may only be eaten by 1 day or a night. But the bottom line is, the Gemara's question is, how can we say that this pasuk is coming to teach us the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that a machsheves hi nuach is a disqualifying machshava, we need it for these lamudim? Answers the Gemara, im kain lemakra, if that's all that the pasuk was coming to teach us, it would be sufficient for the pasuk say lo yisasiru, my lo yaniach, that would already teach us that they can't be left over past one day and one night. Why does the Torah choose to use the word lo yaniach? To teach us, if it's not coming to teach us that you're not allowed to make that the carbon may not be nicer, we're not allowed to eat nicer. It's coming to teach us, says Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to even have a machshava to leave it over. Ask the Gemara, hotinach laniach, that if somebody had a mind to leave over the carbon past the right time. So Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us by the words lo yaniach that it becomes possible. But we also learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says lahaitzi, if somebody had a mind to take out the dam or the emurim outside of the azara, Rabbi Yehuda held in our Mishnah that that's a disqualifying machshava. So ask the Gemara, my ikla meimer, from where does Rabbi Yehuda know that halacha? Void, furthermore, says the Gemara, time of Rabbi Yehuda, the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, says the Gemara Svarahu. It's based on a Svara, and it's not based on a pasuk. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, where the Braisa elaborates on the machloikus of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and the Braisa says, Amalam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, Yat the Maidim Shemnichol Amachar, you certainly would agree that if the carbon was left over, the dam of the carbon was left over till the next day. As we said when we learned the Mishnah, the halacha is that the carbon, if it's left over for the next, if the dam is not, the zrika is not done on the first day, if the zrika is postponed to the next day, it's possible. So Yehuda is mechadashir, af chishev lanicha lemachar, if somebody had a machshava to leave it over to the next day, possible. Altam Rabbi Yehuda Svarhu. So what the Gemara has introduced now is that the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is not a pasuk, but it's a svara. The Rabbi Yehuda opinion is that any machshava to do something which would disqualify the carbon makes the carbon pasul. So the Sefer Taras HaKodesh asks a question. Rabbi Yehuda just taught us a new svara. The svara Rabbi Yehuda taught us is that anytime you have a machshava which would disqualify to do something which would disqualify the carbon, that makes the carbon possible. So asks the Taras HaKodesh, we've learned about machshavas chutz l'zmanai, we've learned about machshavas chutz l'mekaymai that we learned disqualify a carbon. But now the question is, if they indeed disqualify a carbon, so the halacha ought to be, that he asks, then why do we need a pasuk for them? Their carbon would become disqualified by doing it in the wrong time or bringing it to the wrong place. So he goes on to say, I can understand chutz l'zmanoi, because as we've learned many times, machshavas chutz l'zmanoi makes the carbon pigle, which carries with it a chiyuv karis. And that's why the Torah had to teach us this new disqualification of chutz l'zmanoi, that not only is it disqualified, but it will make the carbon, if somebody eats from that carbon, rachman slan, he'll be chayiv karis. But chutz l'mekaymai, which we've learned, the Mishnah taught us, and we've learned many times, the halacha is that chutz l'mekaymai is possible, but there's no chiyuv karis. So he asks, if Rabbi Yehuda now taught us a new svara, that any time you have a machshava to do something which would disqualify the carbon, that in itself disqualifies the carbon, why was it necessary for the Torah to teach us the halacha of chutz mekaymai? Of course it'll be possible. It'll be possible because you had a machshava to do something that disqualifies the carbon. So answers the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, there's a very big chiddush. Because when you have the machshavas of our Mishnah, which Rabbi Yehuda just taught us, the machshavas hinuach disqualifies the carbon. So if somebody had a mind to leave the blood for the next day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hinuach for the next day is possible only if you had a machshava to leave over all of the blood for the next day. But let's say you had a machshava or mixas to leave over some of the blood for the next day, that would not disqualify the carbon. So now, we can understand why the Torah had to mention chutz l'mekaymai separately. Because if we were just to rely on the Svara that Rabbi Yehuda just taught us in the Mishnah, then it would only be if you had a machshava to leave all of the blood, do everything chutz l'mekaymai. The Torah teaches us a new halacha of chutz l'mekaymai in order to teach us that even a machshava of mixas dam by chutz l'mekaymai will disqualify the carbon. Whereas the machshavas hinuach that Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us about, you have to have the machshava on all of the dam or all of the emurim to make the carbon puzzle. And if it won't be a machshava on all of it, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's not puzzle. The svar is only if you had in mind all of it. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that Rabbi Yehuda has now taught us a new svara, that if you had a machshava to do something that would disqualify the carbon, that disqualifies the carbon. So then ask the Gemara, his list should be much broader. V'nifkalei nami b'kulei should argue in other cases as well that the carbon should be puzzle. So ask the Gemara, exactly what do you want? Behind the flig, in which case do you want? Do you want to say, that if somebody had a machshava to break the bones of a Karm Pesach, to eat it half roasted, the carbon doesn't become possible by doing that. And therefore, if somebody had a machshava for that, it wouldn't disqualify the carbon. Next case, if the machshava was amnash yichlu tameya, if there was a machshava that tameyim should be the ones to eat from the carbon, or shikavu tameyim, or that tameyim should bring the emrim on the mizbeach, again, says the Gemara, zifcha gufim mimifso, does the carbon become possible because kohanim who atame ate from it, or kohanim who atame brought the emurim? The halacha is that once the carbon was brought properly, meaning that the Zrikas Hadam was done properly, the halacha is that the carbon is fine and doesn't become retroactively disqualified. So this is not the type of machshava that would disqualify the carbon. Again, says the Gemara, and if the kavana was kishichlu arelim, that arelim will eat the carbon, kohanim hu arelim, or shikruv arelim, again, zifche gufe mi mifsel, that doesn't disqualify the carbon. And then the Gemara gives a different explanation. Lishna Achrina, Kol Kminei. This person had this machshava that a Kayan Tomei or Kayan Oral will do the Avoido, eat the carbon. Do I have the ability with my machshava to make somebody do something wrong? The person's not going to do something wrong because I thought that he's going to do something wrong. Continues the Gemara. If you're going to suggest that the machshava was la'arav domim b'dam psulim, that the blood of this carbon should get mixed up together with the blood of carbon that's disqualified, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, we've mentioned Rabbi Yehuda's opinion earlier, that holds, ein dam avatal dam, that if you have dam that's kosher, and you have dam that's not kosher, you could still continue doing the zrikas hadam, because the dam that's not kosher is viewed as if it's water, as it's completely irrelevant. And therefore, it would not disqualify the carbon if you had a machshava to do this. And the Rishonim point out, even the Rabbanon who disagree, they only disagree because they're worried you may have more pasul dam than kosher dam. But if you had more kosher dam, even they would agree that technically the zriks dam is kosher. Furthermore, if you had a machshava litenis at nitonel amal mata, to put blood that's supposed to be on the upper half of the mizbech on the bottom half, or lamata lamala, says the Gemara Yehuda l'tamei, the Omar, that we're going to learn, that we've learned, shalai mekamekaymai, nami kamekaymai karina bay, that even if you did the zrik sadam in the wrong place, the halacha is that the carbon is still kosher. The liflig, says the Gemara, but why can't we, according to this svara that Rabbi Yehuda is introducing, that if you had a machshava to do something which would disqualify the carbon, any such machshava disqualifies the carbon, so why not in the case, b'tanim b'fnim shnos mechutz, when antanim b'chutz shnos b'fnim, that if you did the zrika, even though, as we just said, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, that even if you do the zrika in the wrong place, That's only when you did it in the upper half instead of the bottom half, vice versa. But there's a halacha that a carbon chatas that's brought, that the blood of the carbon chatas is brought into the base of Mikdash, the carbon becomes posel. Because the pasuk says, so ask the Gemara, according to Yehuda, if you had a machshava to take the blood of the Karm Chattis inside the Beis HaMikdash, that should be a machshava that disqualifies the carbon. Says the Gemara, Ksav Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion actually is, Be'inan Makum Shei Shulish B'dam B'masam Emurim. As we've discussed previously, that the Pasuk teaches us that for order for Machshava to be considered a problematic Machshava, is there has to be a place where dam could be sprinkled, basar could be eaten, and emurim could be burnt. And that, as we explained, means outside of the Azara. It doesn't mean inside the Beis HaMikdash, because at the time where bamas were permitted, at that time you were allowed to bring a carbon. The dam was allowed to be, Zrikas of dam was allowed to take place outside of the Azara. You were allowed to have the murim burnt on that boma outside the Azara. And you were allowed to have the basar of a carbon eaten outside of the Azara. But inside the Beis HaMikdash, there was never a time where you could have the basar eaten. There was never a time that an amurim can be burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash. So since the inside of the Beis HaMikdash is not a place that has these characteristics, dam, basar, and amarim, it's not a place that when you have a machshava, says Rabbi Yehuda, regarding such a place, that would be, it would be a place that would make the carbon disqualified. And we learned that earlier in our Masechta from the word shlishi that is mentioned in the pasuk. Ask the Gemara. But does Rabbi Yehuda agree with the concept of dam of makom mesholish? V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the pasuk says le'sizbak la'shevel kachashar sfer she'ebe mum kol davar ra. Says the Gemara, davar ra. Rabbi Yehuda learns from that. Riva kan chatas shechta bedarim. If a carbon chatas was shechta in the darim, and we know the chatas kachi kachim, that the that it has to be shechted betzofen, or chatas shenichnas dama lefnim, the karma chatas was brought inside the blood of the karma chatas was brought inside to the Beis HaMikdash psula. So we see that it is disqualified. Moreover, asked the Gemara, v'leil esle Yehuda isfara, does the Yehuda not agree that if somebody has a machshava to bring the dam of the carbon chatas inside the Beis HaMikdash, they would actually disqualify the carbon? But Tanan, doesn't the Mishnah teach us, on Rabbi Yehuda, hechnes b'shoigig, if somebody brought dam of the carbon chatas b'shoigig into the Beis HaMikdash, kosher. Ha, isn't that indicate that b'mezid, if he had a machshava b'mezid to bring the dam of the carbon chatas into the Beis HaMikdash, pasul, for kaimelon, and we're going to learn later in the Masechta on that Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that you keep that it's only disqualified if you did Zrikas Adam, the Shekeeper, when you did Zrikas Adam of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. If you brought it in without doing Zrikas Adam, it would not become disqualified. Hashta, so says the Gemara, Ma Hasam Eilam Eila, E Keeper in. If somebody brought in the dam, if you put it on, if you did Zrikas Agar, it would be possible. Eloi keep Eloi. Hacha de chash of cheshuve. Here, we didn't bring it in. Eloi koshgein. Certainly, it won't be possible. So now, we have a stira. That here, we see the Rabbi Yehuda says that taking the dam of the carbon chattis inside will disqualify the carbon. And here it says that it won't disqualify the carbon. Answers the Gemara, trei tanoi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machloikus tanoim, what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is. The way Rashi explains, it's a machloikus tanoim, if Rabbi Yehuda requires a makom mesholish to make it possible, or does he not require a makom mesholish? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Sheshach does again ask the Gemara, is it actually the opinion of Yehuda, Sheshachta Sheshachta Bedorim, that if somebody Shechted the Kamechatas in the Dorim, Yechayiv, that he would be Chayiv Malkus, with Tanya Yehuda Omer, Yochol, Chata Sheshachta Bedorim, we would think that if you Shechted the Kamechatas in the Dorim of the Mizbeach, Yechayiv, Tamalam Lashuzbach Lashem, Melkata Shavasa, Ashia Bamum, called Dover Ra. And from here we learn, Al Dover Ra. That means if it has a mum, there the halach is Atam Chayvoy, you'll get Malkus. V'yatam Chayvoy, Al Chata Shechta Bedorim. But there is no Chiv Malkus for Shechting it in the Dorim. So we have again a stira. What is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding this halacha? And again, says the Gemara, Trei Tanoi, leave Rabbi Yehuda to the Machloikis Tanoim, where Yehuda says. Amr Abba. But now Rabbi Abba takes a step further. We learned earlier understanding the machshava, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is that if somebody has, as we said, a machshavas chutzlus manoi, the carbon becomes pigle, and if somebody has a shalom eats from the carbon, there's a chiv karis. If somebody has a machshavas chutz lemakaymai, then it becomes posel, but there is no chiv karis. We learned the question was that if somebody had both machshavas, what would be the halacha? And we've learned a number of times that machshavas, ear of machshavas, that if somebody had two machshavas, both a machshava chutz l'zmanai and a machshava chutz l'mekaymai, then that carbon won't be pigel. Yes, we had a machlokes chamer of Yehuda. Chamer's opinion is, doesn't make a difference which was first, which machshava was first, which machshava was second. Pain of Yehuda is we always follow that if the machshavas chutz l'zmanai was first, it'll be pigel, even if afterwards you had a machshavas chutz mekayme. But now, the Rabbi Yehuda has introduced in our shir the concept of machshavas hinuach. And the Gemara's focus now is going to be, what does machshavas hinuach do to this carbon? Amar Rav Abba, Umay Rabbi Yehuda, that if somebody had a machshavas hinuach, and then he had a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, choyzer v'koyv l'pigel, if he had in mind afterwards chutz l'zmanoi, we don't say, well, there was already a machshava chutz l'mekaymai here, and since there was already a machshava chutz l'mekaymai, the carbon is, since there was already a machshava sinuach here, the carbon cannot become pigel. But we say we ignore that machshava, and what that accomplishes is that the carbon can still be pigel. Amar Rav Teda, says the Gemara, a proof to the Rabbi Yehuda does not treat machshavas hinuach, like a machshavas chutz l'mekaymai, the pigel of nei zrika lav klumu. If somebody shechts a carbon over the intention to do the zrika stam tomorrow, lefnei zrika lav klumu, the machshavas pigel that he did had at shechita only accomplishes until the zrika sadam. It only could be pigel until at shiikruv kol matirov, until you finish bringing the carbon. So here we have a machshava. He had a machshava to do zrik sadam tomorrow. That means every machshava to do zrik sadam tomorrow also includes a machshava that you're going to leave the blood over till tomorrow. So if the halacha is that a machshavas hinuach prevents from becoming pigel, so why would it be pigel? Obviously, the machshavas hinuach is ignored, and as his rika v'kavala pigel, and therefore the machshava to do this rika tomorrow will make a pigel. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from that. Yes, every machshava to do this rika tomorrow includes in it a machshava to leave the carbon for tomorrow, but it's not two separate machshavas. There's a machshava of Hinuach, which machshava of zrika, which includes in it a machshava of hinuach. But hacha, in the case that we're talking about, that we're thinking about, there were two separate machshavas: a machshava to leave the blood, and then another machshava to eat, to leave the blood. And then there was a separate machshava And since there were two separate, that means by Shechita he had a Machshava Inuach, and by Kabbalah he had a Machshava of Zrika L'Mochar. That isn't the case, that isn't, this case won't prove anything to that case. So ask the Gemara Rav Abba, Eser of Huda Rav Abba. We learned in the Braisa, Litera, a case that we've mentioned a number of times in our Shia today, Litera is in Tanel Mala, Lamata, Lamata, Lamala, La'altar, if he had in mind to do that today, kosher. The karma is still kosher. But then, if afterwards he had a machshava, after this machshava, he had a machshava, a chaz v'chish v'chutzlum kaimai, then possibly in Bekaris. If after he had this machshava of to put what's on top and bottom, vice versa, had a machshava chas v'shama chutzlum manai, the karma would not only be possible, it would be pigle, the chayavim karmas. L'machar, if he had machshava to leave it for tomorrow, first somebody had a machshava to leave the dam for tomorrow, when he did the shechita, for example. And then chaz v'chish ben chutzlum manai b'chutzlum kaimai, then the karma still can't be pigle, because it's possible by Karis, because it's considered a situation of Ir of Machshavas. You had two disqualifying Machshavas, according to Yehuda. First, you had the Machshavas in Nuach, and then you had the Machshava of Chutzus Manam and Chutz Makaimai. So clearly, the Bryce is teaching us that a Machshavas in Nuach does prevent the Karim from becoming Pigal to Yufta, the Rabbah, but to Yufta, that he said differently. Amar Chizam Rav. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ravina Basila, Chishav Shiyachlua Tameim Lamachar. If somebody had a machshava the Tameim should eat the carbon chutz lezmanoi, the loch is chayiv, and we don't say that we don't have just here pure machshavas chutz lezmanoi, which would be pigel, because including this machshava is also machshava that people who are not allowed to eat it should eat it. And we think maybe that would prevent it, the karma from being pigle, teaches us Rav Chizda not like that. And Rav Chizda says that the karma will be full-fledged pigle with a chiv karas if somebody chas v'sham eats from it. Amar Rav Teda, I'll prove to you the machshava that somebody who's not allowed to eat from the karma does not count. The basl of nezrik alay chazi, meat before the zrik stam can't be eaten. Yet, if somebody has a machshava that should be eaten tomorrow, mifsel, it becomes pigle. So we see that the fact that there was a machshava at a time when the meat can't be eaten is immaterial. Says, there it's correctable. You'll do the zrika, and then you'll be able to eat the basr. And therefore, since this person had a mind to eat the basr, it becomes pigle. Hacha, but in our case, when you had in mind that tamei will be eaten, nobody could eat it. Because, and therefore, it's not a good comparison. Amar Chizda, Meragel b'pumei de Rav Dimi bar Chanina. Rav Dimi bar Chanina would always say, Basa Pesach shloi hutzlo. A current Pesach that was not yet roasted. And therefore, it can't be used for the mitzvah yet. Olachmei toida loy horma. As we mentioned at earlier in our shir, that with every carbon toida, they brought 40 chalas, 4 times 10. There were 4 types of chalas. Chalas, rekikin, revuka, and matzah. And from every one of those 10 type, every one of those 10 chalas, one chala was given to the kohen. The halacha is that if you didn't give yet one to the kohen, and therefore they're not yet edible, chayav ala betumah. If somebody eats them betumah, he's chayav karas. Even though the halacha is that the chiyuv of eating some of eating kachim is only applicable when they already may be eaten, here the karm pesach nalak may toido. Since zrikas adam of this karm pesach, zrikas adam of this karm toido already took place, so even though we didn't have the roasting of the meat of the karm pesach or the haramas chala, it doesn't mean that it's not ready to be eaten, and therefore chas v'sholem, if a tamei were to eat it, the halacha is that it could be that there would be chayif chorus for tamei eating kachim. And as the Rishonim explain, the thing that prevents the iser, the chayif chorus of a tamei eating from being applicable is only Zrikas Adam. But these other acts are not equivalent to Zrikas Adam. Amar Rava, and Rava proves this as being the Halacha Teida, the Tanya. And the Brisa says, regarding somebody eating kachim, Rachman Otzlon, when he's Tomei. And the Pasuk says, V'nefesh ishtachim b'sa'a zevach ha'shlom ha'shel ha'shem, v'tumasa Allah v'nechrasa ha'nefeshim ha'meah. And the words, ha'shel ha'shem, are superfluous. To teach us, l'maris emurim kachim kalim l'tuma. If somebody ate the emurim of kachim kalim, the Halach is that the zechiv karis. Alma, afgav d'lab ne'chilinu. Now the emurim are not meant to be eaten. The emurim are meant to be burnt on the mizbeach. Still, the halacha is chayav and laim mishum tuma. Hachnami, avgav delay b'nai chilinenu. Even though the carbon pesach is not ready to be eaten, and the carbon toidachalas are not ready to be eaten yet, still chayav and laim mishum tuma. Says the Gemara, but it's not a good example, not a good proof. V'loihi hasim. When we speak about the muri kachim kalim chazal gvoyo, they are usable. They can be put on the mizbeach azemirim. Whereas lafuki b'sar pesach shloi hutzlo, when we speak about a karm pesach that wasn't yet roasted, or loch letam shloi hurma, they're not edible for anybody yet. They can't be put on the mizbeach. They're not even supposed to be put on the mizbeach, and they can't be eaten by the hedyet because they weren't roasted, or we didn't separate the chalas we're supposed to separate, and therefore that's not a good comparison to use as a raya to the halacha that Rav Chisda taught us. Hanu lakal psulim, hanu lakal psulim, hanu lakal psulim.